Simon Shin Sadiches Sif Hey. The Machava says you have a base dira, a house that somebody lives in, or Mr. Brewer says someone could live in, even if no one's currently living in there, that sticks out of the city. If it's within 70 and 2/3 amma from the city, which going to Moshe Shir amma is approximately 125 feet, if it's within 125 feet of the end of the city, so it's considered an extension of the city, and your 2,000 amma start from after this house. That means you draw a line, a ribua line, so to speak, where this house is. That's the greatest extremity of the city in that direction, and you start 2,000 amas from there. The Mel says that some Rishayim say that you don't start 2,000 amas right over there. Rather, you add another 72,000 amas, another 125 feet after the last house. You draw a line from there, and then you start 2,000 amas. And that's the Ramah Pasnas Tiamekel. The Mishtabura and the Bir Locha, a few times over here, is not so happy with this Ramah. He says that many Rishayim hold that you cannot do an Ibra le Ibra. Since the house sticking out of the city is already using the concept of Ibor, that you can extend the city with the house sticking out, adding another 72,000 amas before you start 2,000 amas, which is using the concept of Karfif, that every city gets an extra extension of about 70 amas before its 2,000 start, is Ibor l'Ibor. It's doubling up your rights to use the schus of Ibor, and you can only do Ibor once. So the Mechaber altogether does not say you give 70 amas after the city before you start 2,000 amas. You know, the concept of Karfif is only for a different case, which comes up later on, the Simon and Siv Zayin. There must make on that. But that which the most says that even if you already have a house jutting out of the city up to 70 amas, to add another 70 amas after that before 2,000 amas, that the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with. In Sivav, the Mechaber says that if you have one city that's in 72,000 amas of the 125 feet of the city, they have another house that's within 70 amas of the first house, a third house that's in 70 amas of the second house. This could go for many, many days worth of travel, as long as you constantly have houses which are not more than 125 feet from each other. It extends the city very far, and you only start 2,000 amas once you get past the last house. And their Mo would say that you add Shim Amos after the last house, just for Kafir before you start 2,000 Amos. That Mishnah Berurah says that we should not be medical on that. Now, what qualifies for a house to extend the city? Chab says a base dira, a place someone can live, that's 4 Amos by 4 Amos or more. That's the area the size has to be, if you consider it a base dira. The Berhetiv says, if it doesn't have a width of 4 Amos, even if it's very long, it doesn't work. In other words, it has to be the actual square 4 Amos by 4 Amos. It doesn't go by square footage. 8x2 is not going to help, it has to actually be 4x4. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Locha, look at the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says that if it's 8x2, it's not considered a bias. He says it doesn't bring it down, because all that for him argue. Now, he pointed out that the Behetiv does bring down this Magen Avraham, and the Bir Locha isn't happy with it. He says it's dependent on the Machlekas in Hilchos Pesachim and Yeridaya, and most places could not agree with this, and therefore the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah says as long as you have the square footage of 16 amas, it's going to have to count as a base dira. The shaila comes up often in Hilchos Mezuzah. Now, does it have to be someone actually lives there? Is it a regular house? The Mechaber says the basic Knesset has a base dira for the Chazan, which means the Shamash. Stam basic Knesset doesn't have a Mokum dira by it, but it has a base dira for the Shamash to stay there, to live in. That could be work used to extend the city. Or the Havdim of a base Tfilah, means a base Tifla of the Goyim, that's a base dira for the Galach. The Galach, the priest, could stay there, could eat there and sleep there. That's also considered an extension. Doesn't make a difference either a goy, as long as it's a base tira for somebody. Now the whole base nesis or the half of the whole base tifla, the whole church now becomes a makom dira and extends the city. You have a oitzer, you have a storage place as a base dira, say for the guard. You have a gesher, a bridge, or a kever, a base kvaros as a base dira for the guard. If you have three mechitzas and there's no roofing over them, and it's 4x4 amos, means it got broken down, all left is three mechitzas and no roof. If you have two mechitzas that are opposite each other, and you do have roofing material on top of them, it was once originally the house got knocked down, that's all you have left. If you have a bayis, a house that's on a small island in the sea, that's near the city, that people take Caleb off the Svina and put them into that house, that also works to extend the city. You have Ma'ara, a cave that has a binyan, the building of the entrance of it that has a base dira. These all work to extend a city. Mr. Burris says, a burgen and guards houses that are used to guard a city or to guard a field, they don't count, but that's only a place where it's common as Ganovim who walk off of these guard houses, which were like amateurish things, they're like tents, or they normally get knocked away by rain. But if the Burgundian are things that stay there, the guard houses stay there long term, they do count. In fact, the Shari Tshuva says that Burgundian guard's house, which is more like a tipi, like a tent, it's not even 3-4 amas, but 4 amas. And for any of these things that do count to extend the city, he imagines a line drawn by the edge of it, and he started 2,000 amas thereafter.